I am your thinking. What does it mean to be our thinking? To be our thinking means that we take charge of every thought that goes through our mind, every idea that comes to our attention, everything that we listen to, think about, hear, anything that we give an opportunity in our minds to exist. Now, there are two statements that are made recently, quite beautifully, and I shared them on the internet with a lot of my family. And one statement begins like this. Imagine hearing, I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, casual with me, convenient with me, and I will destroy every dream you have. Who am I? I am your thinking. Now this gives us both the negative and the positive to I am your thinking. I edited it a little bit and brought this version forth. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper. I push you onward. I am completely at your command. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me. Those who are great, I have made great. You may run me for profit. Your choice. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Who am I? I am your thinking. We all have the opportunity to think of the human part, and the first version of this is the human part. It includes the failure, it includes the problems, it includes the difficulties that come up. And the second part we have just as a positive statement of truth about ourselves. I am your thinking. And what is our thinking? Our thinking is always perfect, always beautiful, always loving, always gentle, always kind, always fulfilling. That's what our thinking is. When you can have your thinking every moment of the day, positive, loving, fulfilling, gentle, and kind, you can be sure that you will have a life positive, fulfilling, gentle, and kind. You'll have a life filled with wholeness, happiness, abundance. You'll have a life filled with relationships that are absolutely magnificent. It's all our choice. We make the decision. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Those who are great, I have made great. I am completely at your command. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me. We've learned this with raising children. When we're firm with children, lovingly firm, knowing that when we get them to see from the point of view of positive, joyous attitudes, great things happen. And as we teach them to see from this point of view, great things happen to us too, because we begin to see from a positive, joyous, beautiful attitude. You will want to have better relationships in your world. If you do, be firm with them, just as you are with your thought, because your thought will bring into your world whatever you are. We have a lot of students who come to the University of Healing, and they say, I've taken this course, and I've taken that course, and I know these things, and I know those things. And we say, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But we want you to know the foundation teachings of the University of Healing so that you can use those as your building blocks. Because if you have a variety of building blocks, no matter how wonderful they may be, when you build upon them, you will not feel secure. You will not feel sure of yourself. But when you build upon sure building blocks, then go for it. I don't know why I say these things, but I do because perhaps they're true. I tell everybody, if you're going to be a Catholic, be the best in the world, and you will have a fabulous life. If you're going to be a Seventh-day Adventist, or if you're going to be a Protestant of any kind, be the best you can. If you're going to be a New Thought student, be the best you can. Follow one teacher. Follow one teaching. If you're going to be a Buddhist, a Hindu, if you're going to be a Muslim, if you're going to be any faith at all, follow it with all of your heart, all your soul, and all your being, and the benefit will come to you. But you say, well, some of those teachings are not what I believe. That's why you're not following them. And some of those teachings are what you believe, and that's why you're following them. Follow them and listen to them, and the divine in you will always lead you to your highest and best. In every teaching, in every faith, in every philosophy, in every religion is healing. Healing crosses the boundaries of all human thinking. And it's just when we are in charge of our thinking, when we are master of our thinking, I am completely at your command, our thinking says to us. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me, our thinking says to us. And so it is. Play this game today and watch the miracles of your life reveal themselves in ever more wonderful ways. I love you so. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654. A practitioner will greet you on the phone and discuss with you what it is that you would like as your healing experience. The practitioner has no interest in knowing what your problem is. They only want to know what solution you want to experience. And then that solution will be instantly put into motion for you. Is that your choice? Then call 1-888-463-8654 and have a wonderful healing experience that you create for yourself. I am completely at your command. I am easily managed, but you must be firm with me. I am your thinking. I love you. I love you. I love you.